This is Market You First.
Market You First.
It's time to learn to sell what you bring to the table, not what you're selling. This is Market You First. This is your host, Wes Wyatt.
All right. Welcome back to the Market You First podcast. I'm Wes Wyatt, and today we're going to be diving into podcasting and why it's one of the most powerful tools that you can use to grow your brand, connect your audience, and build your side hustles. So whether you are a seasoned entrepreneur or just getting started, podcasting can be your secret weapon. So the very first thing we want to talk about is the power of podcasting. So let's start with this question. When was the last time you listened to a podcast? Chances are it wasn't that long ago. You know, podcasts are everywhere, covering everything from true crime, business tips to anything else you can imagine. So what makes them so powerful is their ability to create a personal connection. So when someone listens to your podcast, they're giving you their time, their attention, which is two of the most important and valuable resources out there. So your voice becomes a part of their routine. So whether they're driving, exercising, or relaxing at home, this connection is going to build trust, and trust is the foundation of any successful business or brand. So why start a podcast? You know, the big question is, why do I even need one? Well, very first thing is accessibility, because there's three reasons why podcasting is going to be a superpower. That accessibility, unlike video, podcasting doesn't require that you have to be camera ready or have a fancy setup. You just need a microphone, a quiet space, and something valuable to say. Two, scalability. One episode can reach hundreds, thousands, even millions of people. So podcasts also have a long shelf life. So episodes that you create today can still attract listeners months or years down the road, as long as the information is evergreen. So, and even if it's not really, three, monetization. There's a potential there that podcasting can open the door to sponsorships, affiliate marketing. You can promote your own products or service, or even, you know, if you're just starting, a small loyal audience can actually generate a significant income. I do want to make sure that when it comes to income, you know that you go to WesWyatt.com/disclaimer. Anything that I talk about with income or just anything that is going to require a disclaimer, please make sure that you check that out, because I want to make sure that any claims are just kind of substantiated the way that I'm talking about them. So make sure that you do that. So how do you start a podcast? You know, the very first thing that you want to do is five steps. You want to define your niche and your audience. So what are you passionate about? What are you knowledgeable about? You know, what do you want to teach? Your niche could be anything from side hustles to health and wellness, whatever aligns with your expertise and your interest. The next thing is plan your content. So map out your first 5 to 10 episodes, focus on topics that solve problems or provide value for your audience. Number three, get your gear. You don't need to spend a fortune. Start with a decent microphone. You can use your iPhone if you want. You can get headphones down the road. Free editing software like Audacity. There's plenty of things out there to get started. Number four, record and edit. Don't stress about the perfection. Hey, you're listening to me, right? So just start. Record your first episode, edit it for clarity, and then add an intro and an outro and give it a polished feel. Five, publish and promote. So use platforms like Buzzsprout, Anchor, any other hosting software. Share your episodes on social media, email lists, and even word of mouth to grow your audience. So now is the absolute best time to start. There's never been a better time to start a podcast. The tools are accessible, the audience is hungry for content, and the competition, while growing, is far from oversaturated. So make sure that you start. You're positioning yourself as a leader in your niche and giving your audience another way to connect with you. So what's stopping you? You know, take the leap. Start brainstorming your podcast name, your first episode, and the topics that you're excited to share, and get started. If you're feeling overwhelmed, don't worry. I've got your back. I'm going to have information in the show notes. I'm going to be talking about this on future episodes. I'm going to be going out there and giving you info in the form of courses and memberships and all sorts of stuff. You can do it. I've been doing podcasting for years and years and years now. Some of my clients have got, 264 weeks in a row. Others, we've done over 200 episodes in 4 years. You can do this. You just need to plan on how you're going to do it and do it. All right. So thank you for joining me for another episode of Market You First. I hope you found some value in this. If you did, share it with someone who's been thinking about starting a podcast or that has any interest in marketing themselves, and refer them to me. I'd really appreciate it. You can go to WesWyatt.com. You can put in your name and your email address. I'll be sharing all sorts of tips and tricks and nuggets about this and many other topics about marketing you first. So until then, make sure that we help other people unlock their superpower. And until next time, have a dynamite day. I'll see you later, guys. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Market You First podcast. You are the most important thing you can sell. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And we'll be back soon. But to find the show notes and everything about the Market You First podcast, visit marketyoufirst.com. On behalf of your host, Wes Wyatt, and the whole Market You First team, have a dynamite day. We'll be right back.